back at the Mercer County Hall of Fame induction ceremony weekend, and another in the class of 2023, a name synonymous with swimming out of Mercer High School, Greg Cunningham. First off, Greg, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate this very, very great honor.
Is this surreal, a little bit, what you're going through?
Yeah, not used to being noticed. You know, plaque in the mail would have been fine, but I'll tell you what, for everybody to go to all this trouble is very much appreciated.
And you played a sport at a school that's not really noticed very much.
Correct.
But you did it. What drove you to the sport of swimming and diving?
It was all the ladies, Bob. When I would go to a new pool venue, there would always be a whole new group of ladies. That was what drove me first. And then it became, how can I do this and how can I do this efficiently? Because you're always racing against the clock. You're not typically racing against everybody else. You know, you just try and make it as efficient as you possibly can.
It's not easy to swim in Mercer, PA. It's not like there's a pool.
Not a Mecca.
Yeah, and it's not like it's a gym or a baseball field. Just the challenge of trying to be a successful swimmer when you had to travel a lot.
Oh, definitely. Anytime that I heard there was a swim camp going on nearby, I would go there. Jim Longnecker out of Grove City College was a big one. Clarion University, Bill Miller up there, and would try and go to these different places and get new information whenever I could, wherever I could. We didn't have the internet back then, didn't have cell phones, so you just had to go by word of mouth and find your way.
When was the moment, that singular moment where you said, I'm pretty good at this. I mean, need to do this more often.
Probably my junior year when I actually had a shot at, you know, doing well at districts, going on to states and actually finishing in, you know, the top echelon. But then I said, you know what, I can actually probably do this pretty well. I couldn't outrun anybody, couldn't outthrow anybody on my own, but put the legs and arms together and add a little water, I had a half a decent chance.
Now, did the chlorine smell ever get off of you?
No, never, never, never. It's something that's, you know, once you start doing it, it's with you for life.
How many hours a week did you swim?
In high school, not too many hours. I swam in three different leagues. I swam in a YMCA league, and then I found out how to swim for high school. I didn't even know how to get to that point. I asked Coach Eric Winger from Sharon High School, I said, would it be okay to swim with your high school team? And he said, yeah, we'd be more than happy to have you. He was a great swimmer at Villanova, University of Villanova. So he had a lot of knowledge that I was seeking, and he was nice enough to take me in and show me all the things that he had. And then also I swam U.S. swimming too, which is even a higher echelon. You got invited to meets on times. So I was swimming more races in a week than I was practices. So I was just a pure sprinter. I'd get to the pool, do a little blowing of bubbles in the deep end, do a couple laps. But I was just a pure sprinter. I didn't need a lot of yardage. It was mostly technique. When I got to college, I couldn't even hang with the team. They were putting out 4,000 meters in the morning and hour lifting, and then 6,000 meters in the afternoon. I couldn't even hang. I was leading the girls' lane. And we went to the first meet of the season of my college career. It was at Westminster College, and I almost qualified for nationals. And all the guys on the team that had been razzing me said, hey, you just keep doing what you're doing, kid. We got four other relays that you need to be on, too. So
you mentioned Clarion. How lucky were you to have that school this close and to be able to go there and succeed as much as you did?
Definitely. Probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life was choosing Clarion University. It came down to a couple different colleges, and a couple of them were in the Pennsylvania or the PSACs, Edinburgh, Clarion, and Coach Bill Miller sold me on it. He said, would you rather come to a program that's already established or go somewhere else where they're trying to become, you know, better than they are? And I said, I think this is the right choice for me. That's why I chose Clarion.
What was a memory or two? Is there a race or two? You won a lot of championships. Is there one that stood out over the others?
No. I was so thankful that I was swimming with a bunch of other swimmers, because I did it for so long on my own that to be part of a group, that was what it was all about. You know, smiling, raising our fingers to the ceiling, you know. Number one, we did this, we did that. I was just proud to be with those guys. They're my best friends to this day. We still keep in touch.
Do you still swim at all?
Yes, I do. I go down to Slippery Rock University. They have the student union down there. And got to keep the rust off the pipes, got to keep young. I mean, I'm 54 years old, and I can still run, I can still lift, I can still jump. You know, no joint problems, no muscle problems because of that.
What do you do today? Talk about your family.
I'm a funeral director. I said I have a funeral. I'm part owner of a couple funeral homes, Cunningham Funeral Home in Mercer, and also in Grove City. I work with my sister and my cousin Mike Cunningham. That pretty much takes up all my time. Schedules are always juggled. I've got a beautiful wife, my wife Jenny. She was a graduate of Sharon High School. We actually swam together in practice in high school, never dated, both went on to college, and then we reconnected later on in life. I've got two wonderful children. I've got a junior in high school, Cole Cunningham, and then my other son is Jake. He's in eighth grade. They both are multiple sport participants. They do basketball, baseball, soccer, track, but no swimmers, unfortunately. But you can't live vicariously through your children. Let them find their own way. Let them have their own mark in life. What else?
What's this mean to you?
Oh, this is everything. I mean, this is to be recognized for all my hard work, all the hours I put in the pool, all the accomplishments that I've done over the years, or, you know, it's truly humbling. I mean, a plaque in the mail would have been just fine and a pat on the back, but to go to all this trouble it's really humbling to see, and I'm very appreciative of everything that everybody's done for me and all this attention that I've been, you know, given.
You mentioned your kids. Have you had to remind them with some scrapbooks of your days of yesteryear? Do they believe how good you were, or is that something that they still maybe scratch their eyes over a little bit?
Well, I kind of have to bring them up to date, because back in the day, we didn't wear jammers, we wore Speedos, and, you know, you walked around proud on the deck with all that confidence. But I've showed them a few old clips, and of course, all those old clips are on the old, you know, beta and VHS tapes that have been converted over to digital. You know, they don't convert so well, but at least they get the idea. I try not to throw it in their face, you know. I try not to give them something they have to live up to. Let them find their own path. But I just want them to know that, you know, if you're going to get to a certain point, you have to put the time in, you have to put the effort in. If you're going to make it to that upper echelon when it comes to your sport, you have to become a master of your sport.
Greg Cunningham, you obviously were a master of swimming. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all your time that you're putting towards me and all the attention you're putting towards me. Every little bit of it is appreciated. Thank you, Bob.